الاثنين.
Everybody from his place again?
Okay, so this is our second meeting. And and now we're going into the functional design. Important thing of this phase is that we're going to try to get an agreement about the user requirements, technical function design, and the working design, so that we can move on to the second phase. But first, this phase. First, an announcement. There's a little adaptation in the air conditioning system. So, there's our ghost mouse again. That means that you can have a little trouble with the air conditioning. That's because of this.
Okay.
It's in wing C and E, so it should be over in a while, a couple of days. It's going to be cold anyway, so I don't think you're gonna need it. Then our agenda. First the opening. This time I will take a minute. You're going to have a presentation, all of you. And we've got 40 minutes for the whole presentations. So I suggest we take about 7 minutes per presentation, and then we can have a little discussion about the new project requirements, which have been sent to me, and then the decision on the control functions, which you want to include, and those which we don't want to include. So we've got 40 minutes for all of it. So I suggest let's start with the first presentation. Who wants to be first?
I think I'll go first.
Okay. So
maybe it's easy to I think you will tell in your presentations which function you have and you're gonna talk about.
Okay, my name is Frank van Polen. I'm the market expert. You already knew that. I've done some research. I've been doing research in a usability lab where we observe users operating remote controls. We let them fill out a questionnaire. We had 100 of these test subjects. In addition, we did some market research, see what the market consists of, what ages are involved. Well, these are three quite astonishing results, I thought. Remote have been considered ugly. 75% of the people questioned indicated that they thought their remote was ugly. And an additional 80% indicated that it would spend more money on a fancy looking remote control. So, in addition, remotes were not very functional. 50% of the people indicated they only used about 10% of the buttons on a remote control. And 50% of the people indicated that their remote tended to get lost in their room. So, some things. Then we did some research to do the most relevant functions. Channel selection and volume selection both got a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 for relevancy. The power button got a 9, and teletext got a 6.5. So these are the most important functions on a remote control. And then there are some one-time use function, that's what I like to call them. They're the audio settings, video settings, and channel settings buttons, which are not really used very frequently, but are still considered to be of some importance. Channel selection was also indicated to be used very frequently, 168 times per hour. Then this is the market. 60% of the market consists of users between the ages 16 and 46, Main characteristic of this group is that they're very critical under remote control. They like to use new functions, but they also are very critical. They won't spend their money very easily. So the users of 46 to 65 years, they make up 40% of the market. They're not really very interested in features, but they do tend to spend their money a lot easier. What I think this indicates for our design, I think we should make a remote for the future. And this means we would have to focus on the ages 16 to 45. This also makes up most the biggest part of the market, so it will also be where our main profit would be gettable. This would mean we would have to make a fancy design. The results also indicated that about one quarter of the people questioned thought that remote control caused RSI. This is certainly something to take into account. And 34% thought that it was hard to learn and how to operate a new control, remote control. So these are two factors that I think should be included in the design. Besides, of course, that the remote must look very nice. Functionality. As a lot of people indicated, they only use about 10% of the buttons. I think we should make very few buttons. This will also be beneficial to the design of the remote. I think the most frequently used buttons should be emphasized, especially the channel selection and audio selection buttons, because they're used most, and so they should be robust. They shouldn't break down easily. Then, as a lot of people indicated that their remote got lost in the room, it might be, and I say it might be because it would certainly boost the production costs a lot, but it might be a good idea to make a docking station. This would could get a button in it which would send a signal to the remote, which would then beep so you know where it is in the room. And in addition to this, it could recharge the batteries in the remote if you put it in. Then, a surprisingly great deal of people indicated that an LCD screen in the remote control would be preferred. This was mostly people in the age of 16 to 25, but up till 45 it remains feasible. This would also greatly increase the production costs, but I think these are just some small factors we could consider.
Okay.
That would be all.
I've been looking at that user interface of it, for the techno functions of it.
Yeah, you can take your time.
I think we must use the general functions of the remote control. I've done a little research on the internet. Not much information about it. So. About the interface, but I've been thinking about a simple manner to put a lot of functions in one remote control. So you've got a lot of devices like DVD, television, stereo. So, but it must be user friendly. So. You can put a lot of functions in one in one remote control, but got many functions in one remote control, but you can see this is quite simple remote control, few buttons, but this remote control got a lot of buttons. People don't like it, so what I was thinking about was keep the general functions like they are, so, like the on-off button. Keep it, like a red button. Everybody knows it, so you don't have to change that. My personal preferences. Use a display for specific functions of the different devices. So, what I was thinking about was you got just the remote control. You got here the general functions like the on-off button, sound, I don't know. Here you've got a kind of a display. It's a touch screen. So yeah, you've got a general of the functions of the device for a DVD player. So for playing, reverse, etc. And you've got here real buttons for selecting a device. So this button is for IDP or so. For every device, you've got a part displayed of a part buttons. So you never got all the buttons on one device. So that's my idea about it. Let's see. So touch screen, and the buttons, the real buttons we have to use. We better use quite large buttons for everybody have to use it. So even of old people, young people. So we must keep the buttons quite simple and quite large. So. That was my part of it.
Any questions about the technical functions?
Well, I think if we're going to use a touch screen, we're going to go way above 12 euros.
Yeah.
I don't think so. You got quite cheap touch screens. It's not in a quarter or something. It's just one quarter. I've seen something on the internet, not today, but a few weeks ago. You've got quite a kind of touch screen. It's for 20 euros or less, so it's possible.
Well, we'd certainly make a fancy design.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be very robust. It's very fragile, and you can get scratches on it.
That is true.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll have to look into that.
Maybe you can first listen to your presentation.
Okay.
That's good. Then we'll have a little discussion about the requirements.
Okay.
So.
Okay, I've got a presentation about the working design. First about how it works. It's really simple, of course, everybody knows how a remote works. The user presses a button. The remote determines what button it is, uses the infrared to send a signal to the TV. The TV switches to the frequency or what function it is. So we've got the plate. It's got conductive discs for every button. When the user presses a button, a signal got sent, goes to the LED and transmits it to the TV. It's a very simple device, technically speaking. So this is a schematic overview. You've got the buttons, the power source, and when a button gets pressed, it goes to the chip. The chip controls the infrared bulb and perhaps a normal bulb. When you press a button, you can actually see you pressed the button. Well, I think we should use default materials, simple plastics, keep the inner working simple so it's robust. I think we should focus on aesthetics, the design and the user interface, because if you're going to use high-tech materials, the price is going to go sky high. And you only have to design a remote once, and if you use high-tech materials, it comes back in every product. So it's, in my idea, it's going to be smart to invest in design and not in in the product itself. That's it.
Okay, now I hope everybody has a little bit more insight in the functions we all have and what we're doing right now. I'm the project manager, so I'm here to mess things up and tell you some new requirements. We've got to design a remote which is only suitable for TV. That's because it will be too complex and the time to market will be too big if we want to have it for more functions. So it has to be simple. Another point is we have to skip the teletext, because in the world of upcoming internet, we think teletext is going to be a thing of the past, and it's a function we don't need in our remote control. Internet is also mentioned, just go in a function we can use. Maybe also on televisions it will be available as well. Another one is the customer is 40 plus. That's the market we have to target, because we are going to develop a new product which is specially designed for the younger customers. This is a bit pity for the marketing expert, because he was aiming on the younger persons. So we have to find a market which is above 40 plus, but which will suit our remote control and the other way around. And we have to be very attending putting the corporate image in our product. So it has to be visible in our design, in the way our device works. And we have to be very clear on this point as well. So I suggest let's have a discussion on the control functions. Yeah.
So is there any discussion possible about any project requirements?
We can see if we can find a way between the functions we want to use the market we want to reach with our product.
Yeah, because you're saying that teletext is going to be an old feature and it's not going to be used anymore anyway pretty soon, and new TVs will have internet access on them. But I think if you're targeting people of 40 plus, the chance that they will have a TV with internet access within the next like 20 years is very slim. In addition, people indicated that teletext simply was an important feature for the remote control. So I think it's pretty dumb to put no teletext feature on it. I'm pretty much against it.
Against the no teletext?
Yes. Besides that, I think the market for 40 plus is like pretty pretty small. But
yeah,
I mean,
if I
see this, I think we're just gonna go for another
step.
Pretty.
I think we can
not innovative.
I think we can do a little bit design on the simple buttons which were also mentioned. If we put a lot of effort in those, we can make a remote control with just two or three buttons, or just a remote which is suitable for the market you want to reach, because it is 40% of the market. And if you look in Holland, the whole generation of 40 plus, 50 plus, it's the biggest share of the whole population now.
Yes, but it's not the biggest part of the market.
Yeah.
And besides that, they're not very critical, so I mean, they don't really care what the remote control is like. They'll just pretty much take the first thing they see, and which looks acceptable.
But don't you think that if we make a remote which is typically made for this market, the people think from the people think that's the device I've looked for, although I didn't realize it. So let's try it.
No, I think that would be the case in the 16 to 45 age category, because they are critical and they want to have a fancy remote control. People at 40 plus, I mean, they want it to work, but as soon as it works, it's okay with them.
Yeah.
I think that if we put our marketing right, we can sell this just like, I don't know if you've heard about it in the news, the elderly mobile phone.
Yeah, it's a big success.
Yeah, if we make a remote control, just like with that idea in mind, we could make tons of money. We don't have to focus on the design then, but on functionality. We just change our focus on the project. And I think we can sell this.
I simply think that in the new products we're going to make, designed for younger people, so maybe we can focus ourselves on the elderly people. I think we have to see what requirements we need for those remote controls. Because what you told is channel selection is important, volume selection, power, and teletext.
Yes.
Okay.
But obviously the board tends to disagree.
No, we haven't voted yet, so I think teletext can be a function as well, but only if you don't hire the cost, because I don't know if there'll be a lot more money to implement teletext as well. But I don't think that would be a problem.
Deaf people need teletext for subtitles.
So I suggest
definitely be a bad idea, not for the
teletext. Is anybody really against teletext? Teletext. It's really as well, especially for the subtitles. Maybe we can make that another point of advantage in our remote control. Make a button, for example, for big subtitles, which is instantly on the remote control for elderly people, that they can think, oh, I want to subtitle. You push the button and you get big subtitles. That's great. So I think that can be very useful in our advantage. Functionality should be a few buttons, you said.
Yes.
I think that's very important, a few buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
I don't think it's really an issue anymore. well, it might be. But only
for
it's only for TV,
yeah.
You're not going to need a lot of buttons anyway. You need a 1 to 0 button, next channel, previous channel, volume up, volume down, and some teletext buttons.
Do
I think
so
if you can
skip this phase, so you don't need it.
No.
Do you need the buttons for 1 to 0? Maybe
I think many people like to use that.
Maybe you can use your...
If you want to switch from channel 1 to like 35, you don't want to push the next channel button 35 times.
Maybe you can implement the scroll button or joystick rag. There are other ways to just look. If you look at telephones, the Sony telephone and scroll button, which is very useful in searching names or...
That's true, but I don't think there are many TVs that can switch channels that fast. So you would need, like, a TV would need a function where you can actually view all channels and scroll through it. And I don't know if many channels would
and besides that, it's if we're going to focus on elderly people, they'll have to adapt. They're not used to using scroll buttons. So perhaps you should stick to the basic thing.
Yeah, we can see how much buttons there are going to be on the display, and if it's too much, we can reconsider.
I think if you're going to make a remote control only to operate a TV, there's not much you can gain on having as few buttons as possible. Because I think there are pretty many remote controls that can only operate a TV, which already only have the minimum number of buttons. I don't think there's much to be gained in that area.
The number of buttons?
Yeah.
I think it's very important in the design. Can make a very fancy design with putting the buttons in the right places. If you have less buttons, you can do a lot more.
That is true, but I think there's simply not much to gain on the competition when you're making a remote control only to operate only the TV.
To operate only
the TV. If you have a remote control only to operate a TV, there's simply not a lot of buttons required. There's not a lot of functions required, so most existing remote controls simply don't have a lot of buttons either.
So
I think it would be very hard to actually gain on the competition here.
Okay. So
that would cost a big marketing expedition, which was one of the arguments to make it only for the TV because we didn't have the time to market a lot.
Right. So you suggest we could better focus on, for example, the docking station, like other functions, instead of less buttons.
Well, yeah, I mean, we obviously need a good way to position all the buttons, but I don't think we should spend very much time on that.
Do you think the docking station is allowed in the budget we have?
It should be possible also. It's not too fancy. And if the remote stays rather small, it should be.
Yeah. I think that's a good advantage point as well. If we have a fancy looking docking station. That's a nice problem.
So we're just going to focus on the Xbox.
I think so.
Yeah, I think maybe we should do some research into what elderly people like to have like to have extra in the remote control.
That's a good point. You said they easily get lost as well?
Yes, well, 50% of the people indicated that the remote control tend to get lost.
So maybe we should implement the audio side.
Yeah, that was what I suggested.
Like with your keychain, if you
want
to
sort of go. Yeah, with some phones too, which have a docking station, and you just press a button and your phone goes ringing.
Yeah.
So that one is
high signal. Could be possible as well. I think it's not too expensive. Another point is the LCD screen. I don't know if that will rise the cost too much.
I think we'll have to choose between the docking station or screen.
Yeah.
I think since a lot of people indicated that a new remote control is hard to learn, and we're focusing on all the people here, which tend to have a hard time understanding new devices, it might be a good idea to have just a little screen on it, which you explain a button if you press it, which would tell you what it does.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have to be touch screen or a very expensive screen. But
yeah.
Just the LCD, just a normal screen.
Just a small screen to
some extra info.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea as well.
I don't know if that would
it's the smallest thing hit into the buttons, we talked about that. Talking station LCD. General functions. Default materials. I think that's a good idea as well because other people don't mind if it's titanium cover or just a plastic one, so
yeah.
It doesn't really matter, so
I think probably elderly people would be a little bit more careful with their remote controls and so forth.
Let's specify the target group. Are we talking about elderly people or people from 40 to 80? Because I think when we're going to design now, it's for people above 60, maybe. What do we want if we want to appropriate this with, for example, the telephone for elderly people, we can target the real elderly people.
I think that would be, if we should do something like that, I think it would be really good for the image of the company.
Yeah.
And I think there would be good market for it.
So that's the
way to really bring in enough good product.
And you're talking about 60 to 80, for example.
Yeah. I'd have to look into that a little more.
Okay. And different cultures.
I don't think they have different television sets in every country.
Mm. We've got 5 minutes left.
And with the little screening with which explains the buttons, so you could, I think it would be a lot easier to adapt it to different cultures.
Yeah, different languages would be more. Or yes, it would a language. That's the target. Then a few small things. Okay. I will put the minutes in the project document folder. What we're going to do for the next meeting is the industrial designer will do the components concept, user interface designer the user interface concept, and the trend watching. So just keep in mind the things we've said about the target group, the kind of requirements, and the trends which are going on. And specific instructions will be sent to you by the personal coach. So I thank you for this meeting. And I think we have a lunch break now.
That's good, yeah.
So that's a good thing.